Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting second, the center fielder, Willard Marshall. Batting third, the right fielder, Mel Ott. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Johnny Mize. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Babe Barna. Batting sixth, the catcher, Harry Danning. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Mickey Whitheck. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Cliff Melton. Pitching for the New York Giants, Cliff Melton. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting second, the shortstop, Lenny Morello. Batting third, the second baseman, Lou Stringer. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Rip Russell. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Lou Novikoff. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Phil Cavaretta. Batting eighth, the catcher, Clyde McCullough. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Jake Moody. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Jake Moody. And now, play ball. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott takes first base on ball four. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Heck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello strikes out. Two outs. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitheck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Babe Barna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barna hits a fly ball into center field. Cavaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning takes first base on ball four. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Danning moves to third. Mickey Whitheck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitheck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Danning scores. Gerges moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, Giants. Cliff Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson takes first base on ball four. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nicholson moves to second. Lou Novikov is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Novikov hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nicholson scores. Russell moves to third. It's Giants, 1, Cubs, 1. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ott. Cavaretta reaches second base with a double. Russell scores. Novikov moves to third. It's 2-1, Cubs. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough strikes out. One out. Jake Moody is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moody hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-1 in the game. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-1 in the game. Werber hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Novikov. Werber reaches second base with a double. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-1 in the game. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Russell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Marshall for the out. Werber moves to third. One out. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Ott hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Werber scores. Two outs. It's Giants, 2, Cubs, 2. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0-1 in the game. Mize hits a fly ball into center field. Cavaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 0-1 in the game. Morello hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 0-1 in the game. Stringer hits a fly ball into left field. Barna settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Nicholson hits a pop-up towards short. Gerges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Babe Barna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barna is 0-1 in the game. Barna hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Danning hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Gerges bunts for an out with unknown description. Danning moves to second. Two outs. Mickey Witek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witek is 0-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Witek takes first base on ball 4. Cliff Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-1 in the game. Melton hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Russell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Lou Novikov is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Novikov is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Novikov hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Werber strikes out. One out. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-2 in the game. Marshall takes first base on ball 4. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Ott strikes out. There goes Marshall. The throw from McCullough to Morello, and Marshall is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0-for-1 in the game. McCullough hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jake Moody is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moody is 0-for-1 in the game. Moody hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-2 in the game. Hack hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0-for-2 in the game. Mize hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Babe Barna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barna is 0-for-2 in the game. Barna hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Danning hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gerges hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Danning moves to second. Mickey Witek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Danning moves to third. Gerges moves to second. Mickey Witek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witek is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Witek is walked intentionally. Cliff Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-2 in the game. Melton hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 0-for-2 in the game. Morello hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 0-for-2 in the game. Stringer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs too. The Giants will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Werber takes first base on ball 4. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stringer fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Ott hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Russell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Lou Novikov is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Novikov is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Novikov hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is thrown out, attempting to steal, by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Peanuts Lowry now playing center field. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mize hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Babe Barna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barna is 0-for-3 in the game. Barna hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Danning takes first base on ball 4. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Gerges hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Danning moves to third. Mickey Witek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witek is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Witek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Danning scores. Gerges moves to second. It's 3-2, Giants. Cliff Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-3 in the game. Melton hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Lieber now playing center field. Willard Marshall now playing left field. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0-for-2 in the game. McCullough hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lieber. McCullough reaches second base with a double. Jake Moody is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moody is 0-for-2 in the game. Moody hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Jimmy Fox pinch hits for Stan Hack. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 0-for-3 in the game. Morello hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs too. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Sturgeon now playing third base. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Werber hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Marshall bunts for an out with unknown description. Werber moves to second. One out. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Ott takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Schmidt's now pitching. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Mize hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 0-for-3 in the game. Stringer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Russell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Giants, 3, Cubs, 3. Lou Novikov is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Novikov is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Novikov hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 3. The Giants will come to bat. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Danning hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buster Maynard pinch runs for Harry Danning. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stringer misplays the ball. That's an error on Stringer. Maynard moves to second. Mickey Witek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Witek hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Cliff Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-4 in the game. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schmitz fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Gus Mancuso now catching. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry takes first base on ball 4. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. McCullough bunts for an out with unknown description. Lowry moves to second. One out. Bob Scheffing pinch hits for Johnny Schmitz. Bob Scheffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheffing hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Werber. Lowry moves to third. Scheffing moves to second. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges fields it and throws to home to get Lowry. Scheffing moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 0 for 4 in the game. Morello hits a line drive towards third. Werber reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 3. The Giants will come to bat. Todd Pressinal now pitching. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Werber hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Marshall hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Giants. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0 for 3 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Ott hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Mize takes first base on ball 4. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 0 for 1 in the game. Lieber hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 0 for 4 in the game. Stringer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Russell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 4, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.